all businesses suffered, and I went bankrupt.
Mm.
And I then ran for the office of county treasurer and was elected and re-elected for 28 years as county treasurer. And by that time then I found in the office of the county clerks in the courthouse the first minutes of the Comal County Commissioners Court, which were of such interest to me that I took the book down to our two newspapers, the Braunfelser Zeitung, the German language newspaper, and the New Braunfels Herald, the English language newspapers, and the editors of both papers said, well, if you would write us up some weekly installments from the Commissioner's Court minutes, we'll print them. So that is how I became interested in history.
Is that, did you incorporate those in the book?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, since the people that lived here when the New Braunfels was founded in 1845 were the Indians, I devoted chapter number one to the Indians that were here. There were four different tribes, the Lipans and the Tongkawa, the Korankawa, and the Waco, W-A-C-O, Waco Indians. So we still have a Waco Spring and the Waco Spring Road, or the river road up to Canyon Dam.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Why did so many German people settle here?
When Texas had become a free republic, when it had won the war against Mexico in 1836, the government, the Texas of the Republic of Texas, with General Sam Houston as president of the republic, they needed the vast lands of Texas to be populated. So they advertised they would give 640 acres of land to a married couple and 320 acres to single men over 18 years of age, if they would come to Texas and select their land and build a log cabin on it and put so and so many acres into cultivation in 3 years, fence it and start a stock farm and raise grains. So that news spread all over Europe, not only in Germany. But Germany at that time was overpopulated, and the young people in Germany had no chance of ever owning